Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know what, Nick? I'm still on a high from yesterday. I mean, to have ticked off a life goal. And it was really...
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
And especially when it comes out of nowhere.
I know. And it was something that was incredibly important to me. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen. But yesterday it did. And it was so overwhelming because, do you know what? It's not every day that you get to feed and stroke a little red panda.
We're the Speakmans. We're a married couple. We're life change therapists. We've written a number of books, including our new one, Everyday Confidence. And you may have seen us on TV as well. We do also like to make an effort for the podcast too, even though you can't see us.
Yep, that's very, very true. Nick could be sat right now in his Batman pyjamas.
I might well be.
But please be assured, we are both dressed. And actually, I had my hair done yesterday, which always makes me feel really good, actually. But what also makes us feel good is helping people deal with their anxieties, such as OCD, PTSD, phobias, relationship issues, or an eating disorder. And by sharing what others have been able to overcome, as well as our own unique approaches, we're very confident that you'll feel able to make a change in your life.
Alrighty then, let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. This is Making the Change.
So cute.
You know, it's not every day you get even to see one, because whenever we've been to zoos and seen them, they're always so high up in a tree or something, you can't really get to see them close.
No.
But actually, being in the enclosure with them,
and tickling its tummy,
and doing a high five.
Oh, with all,
yeah.
Honestly,
it was the best.
It was, and it was kind of like a three in one, wasn't it? Because, you know, we got to meet and pet some red pandas, which was just like honestly sensational. And then we obviously got to meet the aardvarks. Didn't ever think that I would actually be stroking an aardvark, but it happened.
But the most important thing is we helped someone over phobia, and I love working with people who have animal phobias, because if you've got a phobia to any type of animal, you are losing out.
Yeah.
Right? You are missing out, because animals are the best things ever.
Well, they're very therapeutic as well.
They are,
aren't
I love
they?
Them. Yeah.
You know, even if it's petting your own cat or your dog, or even watching fish. And just watching how animals interact, I think it's very calming and very therapeutic. So, yeah, highly recommended.
Can you imagine a zoo, Eva, in this zoo, just imagine this, right?
Know?
It was a zoo and it was just full of giraffes. That's all they had.
Okay.
Right? And the giraffes were ill. What would you call it? Giraffes. What would you call it? That's a good name if you wanted to call it.
I don't know. What do you call it? Was it like an ENT place, because they've got long necks. No.
You're thinking too deep there.
I've no idea.
It's a Jurassic Park.
Oh, Nick.
Yes,
honestly,
it could be a film.
You just don't Jurassic relent, Park. Do you?
Yes, it could be a film.
But talking about obviously helping somebody over a phobia.
Yes.
Yesterday,
which was amazing.
Lovely and very,
yes,
very rewarding. But somebody else that we helped is a lady called Natalie, and she sent this email very recently, which I would like to share with you. So it said, I'd like to share the progress that I have made using the techniques that I first heard you speak about. I had been trapped in an abusive marriage for 22 years. I started at the start of 2020 to make small changes to improve my health, like going to the gym and swimming pool. Then COVID kicked off. I decided to go to a workshop to have a few days away. It was beautiful and inspiring. And speaking to Eva for a little while gave me that feeling and belief that I could escape from my marriage and I was worth fighting for. Do you know what? Before I carry on reading this email, how lovely is that? First of all, you know, to hear that things have changed for Natalie so much and how the workshop helped her. But it does highlight, doesn't it, the importance of investing in ourselves. You know, that we've got to invest in ourselves and put ourselves first to be able to start to heal, I guess.
Absolutely. And what also comes out of that email for me is 22 years in an abusive marriage. And it's not uncommon, we hear this all the time. And it's a problem of feeling that whilst you don't like it and whilst you know you shouldn't be treated that way, can I find anything any better? That's
it, isn't it? And also familiarity, and we all kind get stuck in there.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that she said that she started to exercise and swim, because even that, if we just started to do a little bit of exercise, it gets you out, it gets you to meet new people, you start to feel better about yourself because you're getting fitter and healthier, you start to build your confidence, you're giving yourself and teaching yourself that lesson, even if it's unconsciously, that actually you're worth it and you deserve that.
And that's exactly it. You know, if there's any question about this, or anyone's a bit unsure, you deserve the best. That's it. And if you're not getting the best, and, you know, please don't accept something that's substandard.
No, I agree. And I'm glad that Natalie took that on board as well. Anyway, please let me, I'll just continue
her email. Please, yeah.
So she said, fast forward to seeing Nick and Eva in May, which was 6 months later. Are you ready for this, Nick? She says, I am happily divorced.
Amazing.
And my abusive ex is moving out today. I'm physically smaller and stronger, and also mentally and emotionally stronger, and feeling more confident and happy with myself.
Who'd have thought we'd be celebrating someone's divorce? But yeah, I mean...
But you know what? If she wasn't happy, then potentially he wasn't either. So, you know, it's funny, isn't it, that you come to the end of something and... You know, maybe that's why they stuck together for 22 years, because they believed that they couldn't live without each other, or it was kind of, it just got familiar.
There was no excuse for being abusive.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How exciting for Natalie now.
I'm so proud of her. So she said, we're all works in progress, but that little seed that Eva planted helped me to get out of my grubby environment and make a healthy one, just like the sunflower analogy that you use. Thank you again, Natalie. That makes me feel so happy. And I love the fact that the sunflower analogy that we use helped.
And the sunflower analogy, of course, is the fact that you have two sunflowers exactly the same. One is planted in a pot with the best soil. It's looked after, it's nurtured, it's cared for. And the other one is put in a plant pot with soil that isn't great. It's not put out in the sun. It's not cared for. It's not looked after. One wilts, one blooms. But essentially, if that was a real scenario, you can repot that sunflower at any point in your life. And we all have the capability to repot ourselves. And Natalie has done just the same. She's repotted herself.
Totally repotted herself. And what an amazing job. And like I say, you know, maybe by repotting herself, it's not her that's just going to bloom, but maybe her
everyone
ex,
around her. But
her
everyone around her.
Everybody around her, because of the people that love her will see that she's happier, and the fact that she's saying that she's going to she's exercising, so she might be making friends, and then her happiness will rub off on them. So, you know, I think that when you start to invest in yourself and care for yourself, the repercussions of that is that other people will become happier as a consequence. And I love the fact that, you know, she said that that speaking to me was like that I planted a little seed. And I do remember speaking to Natalie, actually, because obviously I'd been through, prior to meeting you, I was in similar circumstances and in a relationship that wasn't good. And I understood exactly how she felt. But I do think that part of our healing, and that's no matter what incidents that we have in our lives, but part of healing, part of getting better, is speaking out in the first place for numerous reasons. Because when you speak out, I think I can hear Dale, our decorator. Is that you, Dale? Oh, no, maybe not. I can hear somebody out there.
Right.
But I think that when you speak out, what actually happens is that it makes you actually feel stronger. That first time you speak out is so difficult. But once you actually start speaking out, first of all, it's almost like a release. Secondly, it actually takes a lot of the power away from the other person. So what I mean by that is that, you know, and I'm guilty of this, that I was in an abusive relationship. So instead of telling anybody about it, I held it in. And I was ashamed that it was happening to me, but I was also ashamed because I was made to believe it was my fault. And so I was holding all that in, and by holding it in, it was almost like it was festering within me, and it was just getting worse and worse, and I was feeling worse. I actually thought that speaking out that I would be made to feel like I was a fool, but actually speaking out was so therapeutic. It allowed me to offload. It allowed me to hear. It's funny, really, because when you're holding these feelings in, it's difficult to make sense of them. But when you actually vocalise them and hear what you're saying, you can actually start to make sense of things around you and what's happening and what's going on. And it actually takes the power away from them, because realistically, by not speaking out, I was almost defending that person's actions, because what I was saying that they were doing nothing wrong, and I was holding in, and I was taking responsibility for it because I was too ashamed to speak out. But literally the moment I started to speak out was when things started to get better. And also by speaking out, I suddenly became accountable for my happiness.
And it's amazing how once we vocalize something, how it feels different. And what I mean by that is, when I write emails to people, I can write an email to somebody, and when I'm looking at it in the text format, I think it's okay. But what I've started doing, I've started reading them out loud. And when I read them out loud, I think, that doesn't make sense. So amazing, honestly. Hey,
welcome to my world. So much of what you say does not make sense.
No, but I'm reading it out loud and it's like, oh no. And then I've changed the email and it sounds a lot better. But when you actually say things out loud, and how many times in therapy the people say things to us and we go, just stop a moment, just say that again.
And listen to
what you've just said. And it has such an impact, because sometimes we say things and we don't realise exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, no,
but we're giving clues away all the time.
Yeah, no. And what makes me sad is that when we've helped people and they do start to speak to us, and then we help them to find a resolution, and it doesn't have to be complicated. How many times have we heard, I wish I'd asked for help sooner. I wish I'd spoken about it sooner.
But it's always when you've got the courage to do so. There's a lot of different circumstances, isn't there?
But
I mean, ultimately, everything in this world that's ever happened has started with a thought.
Yeah, completely.
Everything. Just take a moment now to look round wherever you are, the room that you're in, whatever it is. But with the exception of nature, everything that you can see started with a thought, right? And that thought has created, so that's created everything around us. So just consider the thoughts that we have affect everything that we do. And when we say things out loud, they become more real. So if you're uncertain about something, speak it out loud to yourself and just hear what you've said. And it's amazing how that can change your mind in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but if someone's struggling with something, whatever that might be, you know, whatever, you know, whether it's anxiety, whether it's because they've been treated incorrectly, whether it's because they've got, you know, they've had some sort of trauma in their life, just saying it out loud, like you say, even if it's on your own, really does help. And I remember literally rehearsing, when I first spoke out publicly about what happened to me, I remember rehearsing what I was going to say. And it made me cry at first. But then the more times I said it, the stronger I became and the less I cried. But the question is, you know, what stops us? What stops us speaking out? What stops us asking for help? And quite often that can be things like, you know, like we said, it's the fear of change. This is kind of, you know, that statement, oh, better the devil you know.
It's one of the worst statements
ever. It is, because we're kind of accepting unacceptable situations and circumstances just because it's familiar. And that's not right, really, is it? You know, but we can create...
Familiarity isn't a great thing. And that's like one of the worst statements on the planet.
Yeah.
When you say to someone, because as you know, I challenge everything. And
I
always say to people,
why are you cooking that?
I always say to people, why do you do that? And the worst thing you can ever get back is, because this is how we've always done it.
Yeah,
it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. But yeah, if someone, you know, because people don't like stepping out the comfort zone and it feels uncomfortable. But the funny thing is that it's literally when you step out of that comfort zone that amazing things happen. I mean, look at what happened to me. Stepped out of my comfort zone. I was brave and I went, right, I'm done. And then bumped into my knight in shining armour.
I know.
And there you were with your perm.
Yeah. 30 years later.
30 years later, yeah, still stuck with
I'm
you.
I'm still defending you. Looking, yeah. Protecting
about.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not a battle stick, I guess.
Yeah. I'd still fight everyone off. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yes. The solution to what stops us quite often is just, this, like I said, rehearse it, see it first. You know, look at what other people have done, because the truth is that if anybody has done something, no matter what that is, then you can too. It saddens me that people underestimate how amazing they are. I know that every single person that's listening to us chatting away now is absolutely phenomenal. That, you know, they've already survived the worst day. They have achieved amazing things in their life. They've got themselves through some really sticky and challenging situations and come out the other end. And you know, we should celebrate that. We should celebrate how amazing we are. But I guess the other things that stop us is low self-esteem, you know, because we don't think we're worth it. You know, we think, well, yeah, this is what I deserve. And I've got to be honest, that was partially me, because I'd sort of already experienced bullying from childhood. So you then
have low self-esteem.
You do. And you kind of, this is familiar. This is what I've always had, and this is what I deserve, because you start to believe it.
And you will tolerate what you feel you deserve.
That is exactly true. And it was for me very much so. And that was when
the less you think you deserve, the more bad stuff you're willing to tolerate.
Absolutely. But then I met you. And if you remember, in the start of our relationship, I was self-sabotaging. So I tried to sabotage that relationship, because I suppose my attitude was very much, well, this isn't going to last because I don't deserve such a nice guy. But you were amazing. You stuck by me and you really tried to help me and build me.
Oh, duh. Stop it.
And you may relax, yeah. which also helps. But it is true. You've always been incredibly supportive.
But you deserve the best, and we all deserve the best. And that's it, isn't it? We all deserve the best, and we definitely should never, ever lose sight of that.
No.
And no matter what we've got, there's always better. And I don't mean like finding someone better, but I mean we can always improve everything. And yeah, you know, we're only here once, aren't we? And we should be able to laugh every day. We should be able to, you know, and no one's immune to a bad day, let's be honest about that, but we should be able to deal with things, and they're not a big issue, because nothing's as important as having fun, really, is it?
Yeah, and I do think that has been a very key component to
well, it's that old saying,
isn't it?
You know, one day, so many people say it, oh, you know, in the biggest of disasters, people will say, one day, we'll look back on this and laugh. And my view is, well, why wait? Let's laugh about it now. It might be painful right now, but when we wake up tomorrow, let's just laugh about it and move on.
That's what I said when you skidded into the cupboard with with your socks on. That was so funny. I mean, I know you didn't find it funny, but you know, I remember I'd just been polishing, and I must have dropped polish on the wooden floor.
When you sprayed the cabinets, obviously it sprayed all over the floor as well.
And then you came in your socks, and then they kind of the momentum of you when you came in, you just skidded until you came to an abrupt stop with your toes hitting the sideboard.
I did.
And then you just got on the bed and you went, what, smarts? And we're all in onto your toes.
It's when I can always make you laugh, can I? Because whatever, whatever, you know, I always say, and even on Saturday when we were moving that fish tank for Hunter, and I got out the back of the car and I banged my leg, right? And I'm like, oh, that's going to leave a mark. You always start laughing, don't you?
Because
and it did leave a mark. Yeah, and it's sore.
But your brain's like a peach, and that just in itself makes me laugh. But yes, anyway, I was saying about low self-esteem, and I guess the thing, the way forward if you've got low self-esteem is to understand who took it away, because you're not born with low self-esteem. You're born with, you know, you're just born a blank slate, and somebody took it away from you. So the question is who and what was their motive? Because that's really important to consider, because 9 times out of 10, or if not 10, you'll find the motive why somebody's been mean to you is actually either because that's what they're used to, or because they feel really bad about themselves, or quite often it's because they know they're punching well above the weight with your friendship or your relationship, and they want to make you feel bad so you don't go wandering off and find another friend.
Yeah.
So that you feel grateful to them for being your friend or your partner in the first place. But the simplest tip of all into building self-confidence and self-esteem is when somebody says something nice to you, when something gives you a compliment, is don't bat it away. Because that is so often what we do. Someone goes, you know, oh, I love that dress. And I used to do it myself. Love that dress. And I'd be like, oh, this old thing. Or, you know, your hair looks great. And you're like, oh, but it needs cutting. Or someone goes, oh, you're really kind. And you go, oh, do you think so? Instead of going, do you know what? Thank you. That's it. That's all it takes.
Simplest.
A simple thank you makes you take that compliment on board. Even if in that moment you might not completely believe it, but by saying thank you, you start.
And it makes a difference, because the more you start saying thank you, the more you accept those compliments about yourself.
Yeah.
The more you increase your self-esteem.
Yeah. So talking again about, you know, that speaking is healing. And what we mean by that is whether it's speaking out, whether it's even vocalizing things to yourself, whether it's asking for help, whether it's going for therapy, you know, but actually speaking out, just starting to use your voice is the first step into starting to get better, starting to achieve the things that you deserve.
Yeah, and if something's troubling you, you've got to speak out.
Yeah, but again,
it's amazing how, you know, again, you using these old sayings, a problem shared is a problem halved.
You can use those because you are old.
But a problem shared is a problem halved.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is, definitely, because you suddenly start to get solutions. It feels like it's just like a little bit of an emotional weight gets taken off your shoulder, and you think, you know, I've told somebody and they didn't chastise me, they didn't look down on me, they didn't berate me. Suddenly you kind of go, oh, I've got a voice, and this is valid. But you know, there are, you know, when those people say to us, I wish I'd asked for help sooner, or I wish I'd done this or that sooner, or, you know, and what stops people? You know, what does stop people from asking?
Well, sometimes people think that they can't fully overcome their issues, and they believe that there's no cure because someone's told them, well, the best you can do is manage that situation. And it's just not true. If you're not born with something, you don't have to live with it, do you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if we're talking emotionally here, obviously, that, you know, if you're not born with, you know, low self-esteem, if you're not born with PTSD or an OCD,
no, but
which
you know
we're
what?
Not, we're not born with these things.
But however you look at it, success in life, and that's what we're talking about here, leaves clues. And no matter what you're going through right now, there will be someone out there, right, in the public eye, who has been through what you're going through.
Absolutely.
And they'll have written about it.
Yeah.
You know, they might have an autobiography, they might have just done a blog, they might have done a podcast about it.
Yeah.
So if you follow what they did to get over their situation, then that should work for you, because behaviours are like recipes, really, aren't they? It's like if someone gives you a recipe to, you know, to bake, I don't know, the best cake ever, and you follow that recipe, you can have the best cake ever. And, you know, therefore, if someone gives you a recipe for the best life, then, and you follow that recipe, you should have the same thing.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you like that?
But to be told that you can only manage yes. symptoms, I think that that's...
It's wrong.
I think it's yeah. I think it's unfair to do that.
It is, because there's always... You know, I've got to say there's always a solution. And it just means that if someone said that you can only manage, that's because they themselves have never found the solution. Because we can exactly. only talk about what we know.
True.
And
true.
And as you know, we've cured so many people. And yeah. therefore, we know... Cures yeah. are out there.
Yeah, but I think that even if you have the mindset of, all right, there may not be a cure today, but what's to say that there won't be tomorrow?
Exactly.
What's to say that somebody isn't working on your cure right now?
Because who'd have thought, in the same way, who'd have thought, if you look back, that you can actually now, you can buy tickets for a seat on a plane that will take you into space.
Listen,
you're
well advanced there. I'm still like the microwave. You could cook a potato in like 6 minutes, Nick. How awesome is that? In the olden days, yeah. 40 minutes in an oven, six minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, let's put it into perspective. Never mind space travel. Let's look at a potato. Things that really matter
but
in life.
Public space travel. Who thought that would be a thing?
But everything, you know, like we used to, the things that we watched, it's amazing how things are progressing. So we should never, ever, 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 ever give up on anything. You know, because you might think, oh, you know, I'll never change or I'm always going to be this way. But, you know, if you believe that there's a solution or a solution always. May come, it gives you an energy and a motivation.
Talking about never giving up on anything and talking about zoos, that, you know, zoos, they always have like a petting zoo area where, you know, they've got like, you know, farmyard animals and stuff in there. But not giving up, some of the animals in the petting zoo escaped.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they escaped. And you know who they blame for it?
No.
The scapegoat.
I should have known that, shouldn't I? I fell right into that.
You did fall into that one, yeah.
I did. I fell right into that. But yeah, going back to...
Yes.
Because I know we're
speaking out.
Yeah, speaking out. Because it is, like I said, the first step. But I do think that there are people that... And we, again, things that we hear often and that stops people is that they say, oh, you know, I've had loads of therapy and it didn't work. And the truth is that sometimes we have to, you know, some people might have to be in therapy for a while. And it's not necessarily... because you're that complicated or that it's that severe or that you're broken in any way, it can just be that the therapist didn't quite grasp the origin or didn't quite grasp your situation. They may not have got that experience yet, so they haven't learned how to help that. And you know, the fact is that you can have the identical therapy being delivered by 10 different therapists, and those 10 therapists will deliver that identical therapy in a very, very different way. You know, if anybody ever says to me, and I know I'm sure you said the same, that, you know, I had such a therapy and it didn't work, then it's always, well, don't blame the therapy. It could just be that the therapist didn't quite grasp it or they haven't got the experience, which is why we should never, ever, ever give up trying and speaking to different therapists to try and get our solution, because we all deserve it.
And it's also sometimes not looking for the obvious, because a lot of people will go to a therapist and they'll say, right, I've got this problem, and the therapist will go, well, when do you think it started? And they will say when they think it started. And then the therapy is all around that. But quite often, that is never when it started. And I've got a good analogy of that. We had, you probably don't remember this, but about 10 years ago, we had a little leak in our roof. And I got a roofer out and he said, right, I fixed it. And it still leaked. And he came out again and it still leaked. And then I just thought, he's not fixing that. So I got another roofer out. And I ended up having three different roofers out trying to fix this leak, and they didn't fix it. And then I was talking to someone else, a different builder, and he said, and I said, oh, I've got this problem. I said, I've had three roofers look at it. He said, I know someone that's really good. And I said, oh, would he have a look at it for me? And he came out. So this is the fourth guy now. And what he said, where the water's coming in, that's not where the leak is, Nick. And literally, it was 10 feet away, and there was some lead flashing around a chimney that had come off, and the water was coming in at the chimney. It was running along a beam for 10 feet and then going along, and that's where it was coming in, right? So he fixed the chimney, and that stopped the leak.
So what you're saying is you've got to find the cause, the actual
cause. Yes, and that's why a lot of people go into therapy and they say, I never got any better. But actually what they've done is directed the therapist looking at the wrong thing. And you've always, and we talk about it time and time again, timeline, because you've got to look at where did these things start. When that guy fixed the roof, I thought, wow, that's so incredible. Never thought of thinking it would be something else.
Diverted from another area.
But that's it. But that's what we do in life. We always, you know, sometimes we just think it's one thing and it never is.
No, but speaking is healing.
Yes.
Because by speaking, that's when you can start.
The first point of anything, speaking out is going on a journey. The start of that journey is just saying, I have got a problem and I would like to have your opinion. I'd like to ask for help. I'd like to, but it's just speaking out.
Yeah, that's the first step. And then once you actually start to speak out, well, I suppose the first is to acknowledge that you've got an issue. The second is then to start to speak out about it. And then once you start to speak out, that's when you can start to get better. So, you know, do go and speak to your doctor who might be, you know, will be able to either refer you or direct you to where you might need help. There's, you know, lots of online groups, which that's a great thing now about going online, is that there are support groups out there of people that are struggling with the same issue as you. And it's really interesting to hear what's worked for others, which is what you were saying. You know, if anybody's got over something, then you can too. But look at their recipe. It might not work for everybody. And that's something that we should all bear in mind.
Yeah.
You know, that when it comes to thoughts and feelings, there's not a one size fits all necessarily. So, you know, sometimes we do have to try different things.
And then you can talk to friends.
Absolutely.
But when you talk to friends, I would be selective in the way that I would ask the right friends. And what I mean by that is that if you're having relationship issues, for example, then don't ask a friend who's been divorced twice.
Yes.
You want to ask someone who's happy in the relationship or happily married for a long period, because ultimately you're looking for a solution, not more problems.
No, true. But speaking just to a friend, just like you said earlier about, you know, problem shared is a problem halved. Even that is a good way to go forward. And some people just really struggle to vocalise how they feel, because, you know, I know that I've spoken to some people that have said, I don't want to talk about it. I want to get better, but I don't want to talk about it. I just can't do it because I know that I'm going to cry or my throat gets really tight and I can't do it. So,
but an interim step is to write it down.
Absolutely right.
Write it down and hand the letter to somebody.
Yeah. I mean, we've had that happen to us when we've been at our workshops or people have come to see us and there's something that they've never vocalised ever, but they want help for it. And they've literally written it down for us and said, I find this really hard to say, so I've just written it down. Again, that is step one.
And what I've been amazed about that over the years, even when people we've been in therapy and they've got, oh, this, I can't talk about this, and they've written it down and they handed it. And I'm like, we've heard that so many times before. That isn't a problem.
Yeah.
That isn't a problem. But it's been made into something massive because they've never spoken about it.
But if you need to write it down first, then do that. And then obviously there's lots of charities that are out there to help, to
support, some amazing charities,
to direct. You know, I know that there's quite a few that we always sort of refer to.
Yeah, one of them is Hub of Hope. And if you go on their website and put your postcode in, then it comes up with a list of everyone in your area, which is
lovely,
brilliant.
Because that's all they do. They don't actually do anything other than
direct. No, but they direct you to people in your area.
To where you need to be. And then obviously, you know, asking for therapy. But the truth is that there's nothing, you know, and we've said this to our children from being tiny, and it's given them a really good grounding in that we've always said, listen, there is nothing that can't be fixed. There is nothing that can't be made to feel better. And although you sometimes might feel that you're on your own, the truth is that no one is actually ever on their own at all. We'll be back here, same time, same place, next week with a very special guest who we're sure you're going to know. But in the meantime, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to this right now. And we would be incredibly grateful if you'd leave us a rating and a review too. It helps other people find us, so you might literally be helping to positively change someone else's life.
You can always get in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter under The Speakmans. What would you like to know more about? What big change are you hoping to make in your life? Is there anything you'd like our help with? If so, use a hashtag making the change, and we would really look forward to hearing from you.
So the only thing left to say is thank you so much to our producer Anushka Tate for Orion Publishing Limited, and the biggest thanks of all goes to you for listening to us today. Thank you so much. Until next time,
keep making the change.
Bye. This podcast is not a substitute for medical or psychological intervention, nor is the content intended to replace therapy or medical help or advice.
We will therefore always strongly encourage you to speak with your doctor or a health professional about how you are feeling, and also to inquire about counselling or therapy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.